You're listening to the Sleep Time Storyteller. I'm Julie Kelly, and it's my privilege to take you on a journey of deep relaxation. So first, take a few minutes to get into a comfy position, and let the mattress that you're lying on take all of your weight. Breathe gently and naturally. Don't force the breath. And as you exhale, just allow yourself to sink deeper and deeper into relaxation. And now as you relax, I'm going to take you on a journey into a beautiful, deep slumber. So as you relax underneath the duvet, all snuggled and warm, take your mind to a place which is open and spacious, and all you can see is the light of the moon beaming down in her fullness. You stare at that moon with absolute bewilderment. How beautiful she is. How bright. And you realize that as she shines down, she lights a path which seems to go forward for miles and miles. It's chilly outside, but you can't help. You just want to go to where the moon is. Well, you know you won't get to the moon, but you want to be closer to where she's beaming down. And so you put on your big coat, wrap yourself up, and you decide to take an evening stroll. Relaxed and peaceful. Evening's just about to fall, and the moon is there in her splendor. You feel safe, comfortable, and relaxed. You've been down this path so many times before. You're familiar with this journey. And so you set off, walking across a field. There's no one around. You can hear an owl in the distance, but it's just you and the moon. You walk, and every couple of steps you look up to see that beautiful beaming moon. And as you look, you can see faces and things. You can almost see a jigsaw puzzle of life. But one thing's for sure, that moon above your head, she's lighting your path. And this evening you're going on an adventure of pure relaxation and pure, undisturbed, deep sleep. And so you continue walking further and further along the field. The path seems to go for miles, but it's not far. And suddenly you see something, you catch a glimpse of something you haven't seen before. Something that's totally unfamiliar. It's a flickering light. But there's no houses around. But you feel totally safe to go and see. And so as you walk towards the flickering light, you start to get closer. And you see it's some kind of log cabin. It hasn't been built with any care. It doesn't have any form. It just seems to be built with piles of wood, just thrown on top of each other. But there's something warm and inviting. There's even plastic at the windows, like window panes. And you see that it's a candle that somebody lit that's still burning. It looks so warm and inviting. And so you go in through an open door. And as you go in, it creaks as you open it. There's something about this log cabin. Something that made you feel like you should have found it. It was just there at the right time for you. And so as you look around, you notice that inside it looks much nicer than outside. Somebody took real care to make it comfy and cozy. There's a pile of bean bags near a fireplace and stacks of wood ready to be lit to make an open fire. And somebody took care to leave matches. There's an old chair with a blanket draped over it. And even though this log cabin is made of higgledy-piggledy pieces of wood, somebody has taken great care to clean it. The place is spotless. And so you decide to get a fire going at least, so you can keep warm. And you take the blanket and wrap it around your shoulders. You can hear the fire start to crackle now as the wood starts to take hold. And as you sit and watch it burn, you notice that a storm outside has started. And you can hear the rain pitter-pattering on the plastic against the window. You make sure the door is closed securely to keep the heat from the fire in. And slowly, slowly the room gets nice and warm. And the light from the fire illuminates every part of this beautiful little place. The fire's crackling now, and the storm outside is getting heavy. You can hear the wind as it howls, and even a crash of thunder here and there. But you feel safe and secure. In fact, you've always thought there's something quite peaceful about rain as it clatters on the window when you're nice and warm tucked up in bed. And that's exactly how you feel tonight. Well, as you sit and watch the fire burn, you can't resist those bean bags. And you get yourself down and curl up right on top of them in front of the crackling cozy fire. You can feel it lapping around your shoulders. And there's that familiar smell of burning wood, almost like a bonfire when you were a child. But you're safe. And you let yourself go, snuggled up, relaxed on those beanbags with that beautiful thick woolly blanket wrapped around you. And you close your eyes as you listen to that storm, the rain against the window, the occasional crash of thunder, and the wind as it howls around your little place of sanctuary. Maybe you'll go back later. Maybe you'll start to make your journey home. But for now, you're relaxed and sleepy, warm and comfy, as as you fall into a deep, relaxed, undisturbed slumber, where you'll stay for the rest of the evening in total peace and total relaxation. Sleep well. Namaste.